Join me in opening in prayer and asking the Lord for his blessings and guidance in our study this evening, that it be to all his honor and glory. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this time of fellowship with all the saints. And Father, we pray and ask that all the saints be edified this evening and you receive the honor and glory. Father, we just ask you to be present and be with us all as we seek to learn your word and to serve you better. We ask and pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'd like to start off by sharing the reason that I have chosen the book of Proverbs is because of the simple life lessons that teaches us the best way to honor and glorify the Lord. Some of the key words in wisdom, starting off with wisdom. Wisdom is, in a good sense, is coming from God's view. And wisdom is it's an ability to, gives us the ability to gives us ability to judge correctly and to follow best course of action based on knowing God and his word. Wisdom always comes from God's view. I would like to give out some verses this morning, but first I'm going to start off and read in Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. If you all would like to turn there, and then we could proceed.
I can't hear him.
No.
Okay, I got to talk a little. Thank you. Okay. Proverbs 1, verse 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instructions, to preserve the word of understanding. To receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Okay, so some of the key words that we're going to be studying tonight, well, there is some key words for wisdom, and after I read these four key words that we're starting out with, I would like to hand out some verses. So the key words that we're starting out with for wisdom is wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and instructions. Okay, so starting off with Pete. Can I start off with you, Pete?
Yep.
I would like you to read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. And I'm going to give out a few verses, and then we could we'll read it and we'll discuss it. And Phyllis, would you mind taking Proverbs 3, verse 13, please? Brian, would you mind taking Proverbs 9, chapter 9, verse 10, please? Frank, Proverbs 4, verse 5. Marty, Proverbs 4, verse 7. and Donna. Proverbs 5, verse 1. And let's stop there for now, and let's see if we can get through that. Go ahead, brother, anytime you're ready.
Proverbs 3, verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Okay. So, let's see. So, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So, saints, what are your thoughts on that? Can anybody comment on that, what it means to you? Chapter 3, verse 7. Does anyone have any input or any feedback? Okay, that's good.
And he'll guide your path. Fear the Lord.
Yeah, I think, as Joyce is saying, it follows some of those other verses, especially in verse 6, where it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So you can kind of see that it's the natural way to, oh, I have this thought, or I have this action. It must be the right thing. And we could fall back on trusting in ourselves, but do we take those thoughts and bring it to the Lord? So you kind of can see some of that coming in. Are we acknowledging him, or are we just trusting in the first thought that comes to mind? That's how I think of it.
That's great. Thank you.
Jesse, I'd like to say in these two verses here where you said on right off the bat, chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And then in this verse here, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And that word fear, as our sister here mentioned just a second ago, reverence, awe, and respect. And if that's not in your heart to start, whatever it is for the Lord Jesus Christ that he's either asked you to be or see or help or whatever, if that's not there, that means to me, anyways, in my Christian walk, it's like of the flesh. And we know that flesh and blood. Flesh and blood does not enter the kingdom of God, only those of the Spirit, of who he is in us.
Yes.
And it's that reverence, that awe, that respect, and how you fall to your knees in your heart.
Yeah, that's excellent. So thank you, brother. That's good. Thank you for that feedback. That's wonderful.
Can I add one
please,
note here? That,
please do.
The fact of the do not be wise in your own eyes, right? Because on our own, who knows best but me, right? That's the case with most of everything. I'll figure it out.
Prideful.
Yeah, it's very prideful, but we assume it in life. We assume it with so many things. Sometimes we make the big decisions as if, oh, I have to go to the Lord for that. But other things, we go, I got this. And this is saying the fact that you're even doing that wisdom on your own, that's already the way of evil. Like, the difference here is you need to change your perspective from looking at it from your own eyes and then looking at it from instead the Lord. Like, what is he concerned about? Now, that means that we need to know enough about what he's concerned about for it to direct our path. But that's the thing that turns us away from evil. And that's also the actual turning away from evil of it being only my view. No, I need to look at it from the Lord's eye and his perspective. Concern for his concerns. And that's a turning away from myself.
That's great. Yeah, no, I agree. That's a good point, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, and thinking also, too, on, you know, the verse that went out this morning, it said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. And I'm just thinking, I have a little, like, summary here of 1:7, and it says, the fear of the Lord is the most basic ingredient in wisdom. All wisdom depends on knowledge of God and submission to his will.
Mm-hmm.
To know something but not to know God overturns the value of having knowledge in the first place. Fools have rejected the fear of the Lord. The term despise packs a strongly negative punch. Not fearing God is the same as rejecting wisdom outright.
Mm. Yeah, amen. That's good. That's good, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Rich.
Well, see, myself, Jesse, when I read that, I said, the fear of the Lord. You're afraid of the Lord? But down below here it says, the fear of the Lord is an Old Testament expression meaning reverential trust.
Mm. That's right, yeah.
The key to a lot of this is what Al and Joyce and everybody's been saying is the awe of God, the
right.
reverence
the awe,
of God.
Right.
We don't walk daily in that type of awe.
No.
Then we're going to make decisions in our own eyes. It's how much time are we spending with the Almighty God? And how there's a surrender and there's a submission to God. The submission is we're going to obey his commandments, but the surrender is you have control.
The Lord has control, yes.
The Lord has control, so that's the awe and the reverence, but you got to spend time.
Mm. Amen, yes.
I think
thank you,
Brian. That shows you how much God loves us because he gives us the freedom to choose to walk in our own way.
Yes.
Or he loves us enough to allow that and yet still loves us.
You know, it's interesting. He can't love us any more than what he does.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he'll never love us less.
Well, that's
I'd like to also, if you...
Please do. I thank, praise the Lord for all the feedback, for his honor, really.
Kindly hear me out on this. I just learned this verse several weeks ago, and I've just been so blessed that our God loves us this much. In Genesis 6:5, the word says, then the law, the Lord, this is right after he created, like we talked about with Rich, everything, and it was all good. And man came along and wrecked it. And then our Lord came along and fixed it. And in verse 5, he writes, then the law, the Lord, saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually, until the Lord corrected it all, perfected us now. Because of his blood, his sacrifice, his willingness, as well, you know, this Holy Week, to go to that cross, even though he begged, Father, please take this cup from me. And, you know, we have our prayer, brothers and sisters, and I hear just like he does. But he's the adult in the room. And what good father is going to give his child something bad? And we... He holds back because he can see he's infinite. We're finite. We're the created. He's the creator. And he brings us along at his pace. And we have to accept that. He knows. He cares. He loves. And it's so easy to have Satan not realize our positions. You know, we didn't know how bad we were before we knew him.
before we got saved. We didn't know. We actually thought we were pretty good, didn't we?
I didn't hear you, Joyce. I'm sorry.
I said we actually thought we were pretty good before we came to
the Lord. I thought it was real good.
Yeah, well, you still think it.
Thank you, Al, for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's pretty cool, though. If you read the rest of that, right up to 8, like, he talks about how God was grieved in his heart, and he was sorry, and he was going to destroy man. But you think about how the devil, right, he prowls around looking for whom he may devour.
Mm.
But verse 8 says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So you picture, like, God looking around. He's like, oh, look at this guy Noah right here. You know, thinking about like Enoch too, right? But you think like, he's like, hey, look at this guy Noah. And he found favor in Noah. And Noah's the remnant right here. Like we would not even be sitting here having this discussion if it wasn't for Noah at that point.
What did God tell Satan? If you considered my servant Job, I mean, that's quite a man.
Right.
We deal with what he dealt with and not curse God and die.
Amen.
Mm, amen.
I think that's just an example of how God looks at the individual. Because we as humans, we often like, we'll quote statistics, we'll look at things and then this group of people, these people, them, whatever, this party, they're all doing this. But God goes further than that, and he's looking at the individual.
Good job. Only God knows the heart.
Thank you, Braden. Anyone else before we move on? Wonderful corresponding, wonderful involvement. Praise the Lord. Okay. First Proverbs 3:13. Phyllis, anytime you're ready.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
Okay. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So, what do I have here for my notes here? 3:13. So, again, what are your thoughts on this, this verse? How do you find wisdom?
By seeking God.
By seeking God.
And reading the Bible.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Simple definition for wisdom is the application of the knowledge that comes with reading the Bible and getting close to the Lord. So it really is a true statement that once you're able to say you've been spending time with the Lord, you're praying for different things, you're reading your Bible and whatnot, and you're able to apply it in your real everyday life, you're happy about that. Like, that's awesome to see that, hey, this is what God has promised, and I'm able to use this in my everyday life. This is real now, and that's where I see that happiness coming from, that, hey, I was able to apply all the things that God has shown me. It wasn't just head knowledge. It was, I could take that with me, and that's an exciting, happy thing.
That's
if you
great.
Go a little further in that area there, like 16, 17, and 18, it talks about what you gain from wisdom, and it's referring to wisdom as a woman, I guess. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Peace. If you have wisdom, you'll gain God's peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. So.
That's great, because my next, after we're done with this, why does it make you happy? Why does it, you know, make, why does wisdom, and everybody that's responding so far has, from Brother Pete to yourself, on this specific verse, has touched on without even me getting to the question, you just read a few verses that also mentioned happiness and peace. How does it make you happy? And it obviously, some of you have already touched on that. So,
one of the things that I think Al mentioned, the fact that there was a verse that Genesis 6:5.
Yes.
And there's joy in his heart.
Yes, yes.
Because he sees the love of God through a very difficult verse where the man of the earth was wicked.
Right.
He sees the love of God and God didn't quit. He stayed with us and he still loved us.
Mm.
So we actually see an example of that this evening through Al's testimony.
Yes, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's nice. Very good. Thank you for bringing that out, brother.
But that the importance of that verse, too, is right from the very beginning, God could have said, I don't need to do this. But he saw how we are.
He loved us.
We didn't even take a step as infants. And this is how this brother who had expressed this said, I'm going to say something here, he said, that's going to sound awful. He goes, but what about the thoughts of an infant? And that sounds really hard. But that's love.
Well, just like it says in Romans 5:8, it says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. I mean, we didn't care. He can die anytime he wants to. We didn't care. And he still died for us. Sure, God be loved.
You look back at chapter 2 as well, verse 6, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So it's, as you guys are talking, it makes you think, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. It's that happiness because it comes from the Lord. It only comes from the Lord.
I wasn't going to say this, but like, it seems like I'm going off track, but like, Joyce and you, the things that you're saying, and then the favor of the Lord, like in Proverbs 18:22, right? So in Proverbs, we have these women that show up, right? Lady Wisdom, Lady Folly. But this verse 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Mm. Now you might look at it just on the surface. Oh, you know, a wife, you're getting a spouse, that's a gift from the Lord. But if you look at it in Proverbs, right, like Joyce was highlighting before, that wisdom was being spoken almost as a wife, right? And here, this picture of you find this good thing, but it wasn't you who was over there getting this good thing by your power. It's because you obtain favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now put wisdom in that place. He who finds wisdom finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Mm. You're gaining understanding. You're discovering something amazing, but it's from the Lord.
Yes,
it's
praise
not
the Lord.
On its own.
Praise the Lord. I agree. That's hitting the nail right in the head. That's perfect.
Well, in 15 too, it says it's more precious than rubies.
Yes, yes.
Something to be for us to seek.
Right.
So
good. Look at the rest of that verse, right? Nothing you desire compares with her.
Mm.
Like that's it. The wisdom from the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Phyllis. Anyone else like to say anything? Well, thank you so much for all the input so far. It's wonderful. And praise the Lord for it. Brian, if you would be so kind to Proverbs 9:9, verse 10, please.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Okay. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One, of God. So my notes are here. And the knowledge of the Holy One, a holy God. So,
I have a question about that verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So, the knowledge of God, the Holy One,
yes,
is understanding. But you have to have fear first, reverence of the Lord. It's because that's the beginning of wisdom.
Yes, but the Holy One is God.
Yes.
Holy.
And the knowledge of the Holy One will give you the understanding. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helpful. I think the key words that he was highlighting in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because other passages of Scripture might make a big difference between wisdom and knowledge,
mm-hmm.
like in the New Testament. But in Proverbs, wisdom, understanding,
yeah.
knowledge, instruction,
it's all balanced.
Four sides
yeah,
of
it's
the
like,
same cube.
It's like a exact. That's a nice, that's a great example.
So
four sides of a cube. Yeah, that's good. A good visual. Thank you, brother.
I'm thinking of the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Nicodemus had knowledge, but he's now beginning to receive wisdom because he says, I know that thou art a man from God, for no man can do us the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You go down a little bit further in the scripture, and he turns around and says, you're a teacher from Israel, and you know not these things? And so he had knowledge, but he didn't accept or realize that he was talking to the Messiah. And now he was going to start getting the wisdom of being born again.
And that's
well,
why I'm saying it's absolutely right in the New Testament. But if you look at the verses here, like Proverbs 9:10, what does it say there? It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what?
Wisdom.
Right? But what did Proverbs 1:7 say?
1:7
yeah.
said...
Wait, it said what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So both verses are saying the same words, but one has wisdom, one has knowledge.
Right.
And it's because in Proverbs, it's that cue. You get knowledge, you flip it, it's wisdom. You flip it, it's instruction. You flip it, it's understanding. It's all of the same. But there's even another angle, too. It's practice. You'll see that in
yes.
it's walk.
Yes.
Wisdom isn't up here, and then your practice is different. In Proverbs, it's saying, you're wise, you're walking. You're instructed, you have knowledge. It's doing the all the time. So it like look for those patterns so that it like uses the same words, but it just swapped one word. Really helpful.
That's excellent, Brother Ray, and thank you, Brother Brian. If I could comment on all of that and or add to it, is that wisdom, Proverbs, has been one of my most favorite books for decades. And because it's very simple, it was for me. Very simple for me to read and understand. It was direct. I didn't have to read 10 chapters to understand it. I could read a verse, and I knew exactly what the Lord's instruction was saying for me. You know, because I was always careful growing up in anything I did, and always had the fear of the Lord and knew that He has given me instructions and understanding, and there was no excuse. I wanted to, in my heart, be accountable. So in reading Proverbs is my only point, when I was younger, and always stayed with me, is because it was wisdom, it was instructions, it was understanding, and it was simple, because it told me what was right, what was wrong, what the blessings would be if I obeyed and stayed faithful to his scripture on what was right and what the consequences slash punishment would be if it was clear. It told you. It tells you what's going to happen, where you're going. So just want to share that. And that's why it's been one of my most favorite, because it was easy for me to apply it to my life and to my family's life. Every time my boys did something wrong, I would share with them verses from Proverbs, and I used to have them write it out a lot, so it was life lessons for me. It was just good, and just wanted to share that a little bit.
When you're looking at the picture that Ray shows of the cube,
yes,
think about the center of the cube, and it all turns on the reverence. As long as the awe, the reverence, the fear of God is in the center, all that can turn and complement one another. But it's going to be the center.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be useless if it was me in the center. It'll be your destruction. Like me in the center. Like,
you're wise in your own eyes.
Yeah, wise in your own eyes. Right. That would be foolish.
So one complements the other. They're all connected. Thank you. Everyone, thank you so much. It's a wonderful involvement here. Thank you so much. Anyone else on that verse?
Yeah, Frank?
Go ahead.
I just want to share something. Just thinking about the beginning of wisdom and then just these verses about Christ in 1 Corinthians 1. It says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." Mm-hmm. So you even see Jesus Christ as that wisdom.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. Frank, would you please read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5?
He also taught me and said to me, "Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live."
Okay.
I read 4.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Get
wisdom.
Okay, I do it all the time.
Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
The price of one.
It's a sale. Okay. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get understanding. So we are in chapter 4. Verse 5 through 7, actually. Frank, I'm sorry. I didn't update my notes here and look at them. Thank you for reading 5 and 4, but if you would go from 5 to 7, because they're all connected. They all go together, and we can, if you would.
That's Marty.
Okay, then Marty. Wait a minute. Let's do this one first. Then I'm getting ahead of myself. Why is it important? Why is wisdom important? Anyone? Why is wisdom important?
Saves a lot of mistakes.
Amen to that.
I get a picture that when it says get wisdom, that God wants to give it, but you have to go get it. So the simple little word get, it shows me that God is the giver. And he wants to give you the right way.
That's good. Thank you.
In James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God,
who gives it to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him.
James 1:5. Oh yeah, I have that. That's one of the verses we're not at to. That's good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce.
Got a turn.
I'm not changing my outline though, but great. Thank you very much, Joyce.
Sorry.
Oh, nothing to be sorry about. It says thank you. It's all involvement and input. There's nothing wrong. It's all the Lord's word.
Jesse, going back to chapter 1, verse 7 again.
Chapter 1, verse 7. Let me look here.
The
yeah, the fear of the Lord. Right, go ahead.
And, you're talking about wisdom.
Yes.
And then the Lord writes, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So once they're presented with it, those who have no desire in their heart to know the Lord, they despise it.
Yeah.
Get me away from that. I'm going to run, and God's telling you what you're going to see in your Christian walk. And you pray for them,
mm-hmm.
yes.
but it's God who's going to change their heart, if anyone.
Yes, yes.
We can't.
No, I agree.
We can be
correct.
There for them. We can pray for them. We can love them,
mm-hmm.
civil,
mm-hmm.
but it's up to God.
Amen, it is.
Just like in each and every one of our hearts tonight,
mm-hmm.
He personally met us. I firmly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Amen.
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 The second part of that verse, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's like the world.
Yeah.
And they don't want.
They don't want.
Most people don't want to even think about Jesus because they don't want to admit that they have sin.
That they're sinners.
You know, because if they have sin, then they got to change their whole lifestyle. You know?
And that's pride.
That's pride, yes. Mm-hmm. And it also goes with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh.
Right.
Y'all want to see something pretty cool about wisdom? This is cool. This is not from me. In fact, I had to text the brother to get it from him. I was preaching somewhere, and I'm like preaching all these sessions on Proverbs. And the dude hits me up with one little sentence, and it was like, oh, I can't believe I never saw this. This was really cool. Exodus 28:3. Who has a newer translation, like an NASB or anything like that?
I do.
All right. So Exodus 28:3. This was going to your question about, like, why is wisdom so important? And this is what blew me away with this guy, what he said. So, Al, if you read that in your NASB.
And you shall speak to all the skillful persons whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron
garments
to consecrate him, that he may minister as priest to me.
Right, so you see that? The speak to all the skillful,
mm.
and they have the spirit of wisdom. The skillful who have the spirit of wisdom. But who has a King James? This is what blew my mind for the same verse.
I have King James.
All right, read that out.
So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest.
So skillful, gifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those artisans, that word wisdom is the word that's used in Proverbs for skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Skilled living.
Yes.
What would you say?
Skilled living.
Skilled
living.
So this guy shows, he's like, the book of Proverbs is how to have skilled living
mm-hmm.
and living skillfully because of the Lord. And I'm like sitting there going, what? Because the word here is used with these guys who are skilled to build and do the things of the house of God. They're putting together the clothing and the garments and the tabernacle. They're doing it skillfully. And he's like, in the house of God, you need skilled living to work on the things of God. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And I actually told him, I'm like, I was preaching on the book of Proverbs for months at Bristol, in this church here. And you just gave me a sentence that I should have had, and it's changed my like, that's amazing. Mm. That you're working on the things of God because God has enabled you to work on the things of God.
Mm. Amen.
A guidebook
that's great.
For skillful living and to live skillfully.
That's exactly what the book of Proverbs is. I mean, that's
so every nugget is just
It's just more spiritual food. More spiritual food. Yep, absolutely.
The skill of the unskilled. If you ever study the book of Job, you will see that Job's supposed three friends were very unskilled, and they were telling Job all the things and why he was going through what he was going through, and then. The skillful will say, Job turns to God, and God says, I will answer your questions if you can answer the next two pages. Where were you when the stars were in the heavens? Mm-hmm. And Job couldn't answer. But the unskillful talk, God was ready to destroy those three men because they were not wise. And the skillful Job prayed for those, and they were saved.
Praise the Lord. That's nice. Thank you for sharing that. That's nice. And thank you, Brother Ray, also. Great stuff. Is there anyone else that would like to, before I hand another verse out? Okay, just one thing on this with the skillful definition and related sharing in Proverbs. One of my examples that I have notes on that I compared in a layman way. The Bible, the Holy Bible, and you're talking about skills, so the trade that the Lord has blessed me with, there are books. And that if you're putting an engine together, for example, for a simplified example, there's torque specifications for certain size bolts and certain heads that go on the cars, etc. And you need to follow those. Choice one, follow them. If you relate it to the Bible, follow the scripture and you'll be blessed. Or don't follow it and you have consequences. Follow the repair manual to the specific specifications, just like the verses in the Holy Bible are specific, exactly, instructions, in very layman, easy to understand vocabulary. It will be successful, the layman job, that a craftsman does if he follows those specifications. And we, as Christians, will be successful and blessed by our Lord and Savior, if we follow the simple directions and specific verses. Today we're speaking about wisdom in Proverbs, but it would apply to all the direction in the Holy Bible, in the Lord's Word. He has given us and had this book and put this book together for our instructions, for our guidance, so that we have a choice not to make mistakes and follow his words. But he also lets us know if we take it upon ourselves, which is 100% setting ourselves up for complete failure. And that's why some of the verses and words in Scripture were saying, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Give it to the Lord. Seek him. First seek him, you know, all of his wisdom and understanding, and he'll make our path straight. So that's my just a little bit of a sharing of how I was able to relate it to the work, the simple work that I do, to the specific instructions in the gospel that the Lord has given us. And it's beautiful. I mean, look at all the input and involvement that the Lord has opened everyone's heart up for his honor and glory. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful.
You know what I like about your example there too? Like, and also with the whole book of Proverbs, right? Because it talks about all of life.
Yes,
all
it
of
does.
Life.
Yeah.
And if you think about living skillfully or doing, I mean, even in your shop, if you think about the whole job of what you have to cover, it feels overwhelming. I have to do all this in my life, but the book of Proverbs doesn't operate by this is your whole life. It looks at your one little step. What is the decision you're making right here in this moment? And then wisdom. Am I choosing my way? The Lord's way.
Amen.
Wisdom.
Amen.
And its totality of it is then you see, look at that beautiful picture.
Amen.
But it's in the little tiny, mm-hmm. simple, take the one step.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
So here's where we are, saints. It's 7:30, and from what I recall, from 7:30 to 7:45 approximately is our prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
I do have two other verses pending, one with Brother Marty and one with Sister Donna. So I'm going to ask if we could, next week, Lord willing, we will meet again to continue to study in Proverbs, in wisdom, because we're not finished with the wisdom verses and stuff. So could you folks keep that in your,
sure.
and that's where we'll start up next week. Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you got to remember.
I have it written down. I have everything written down.
I believe it's
what was
24.
That?
24.
It takes a little more to confuse me than that, guys.
23, 24.
Not much more, but a little bit more. Okay. So, any prayer requests?
Please continue to pray for my nephews. I have talked to Corey. I haven't talked to Jared. I'm going to try to figure out how I can maybe visit Jared. I'll figure that out somehow. I'm not even sure where he is. I think he's in Harvard Correctional, but that seems
Jared?
To be
Jared.
Corey. I don't even know where to start. I'm praying. He was talking about going to church tonight with a friend. He got out today from New Britain. He was in New Britain General. My niece got him and brought him home, and they were cleaning out his apartment as far as throwing away stuff that, you know, the beginning of knowledge, wisdom, you know. Throwing away stuff that, alcohol, drugs, whatever, you know. But he's got a long way to go, but he's saying all the right things right now. So, you know, we'll pray, we'll continue to pray. He sounds like he's ready, but, you know, only the Lord knows. And so just continue to pray for them guys, and just pray that I could, you know, be used as a vessel to somehow plant some seeds, and other people too. You know, obviously I talked about, you know, being in prison. There's Christians in prison. There's people that came to know the Lord in prison. You know, there's prison ministries and Bible studies and all that kind of stuff. So Jared is really, he went into, how do I even say this? He went into a Catholic school. He got into the school, went right into this person's office and confronted her and was basically telling her how the God of her church is not God. He's God.
He's God.
He believes he's like he. This is how lost this kid is. Like he because of his upbringing, he rejects all authority. You know what I mean? It's his authority, and he's all about, like, you know. It's funny how these people are, because it's like they go around disrespecting everybody, but if you disrespect him, you're in trouble.
Well, he's angry.
Right. And I mean, I can go on about his upbringing and everything like that, but just pray for him. You know, we really need to pray that somebody, whether it be me or somebody else, can plant some seeds and just get him to open his eyes and really just, you know, I mean, we sit here and we look at this word and we see how good this is. You know, we're not good, right? But this is good. Like, this is... you know, we're reading about Proverbs, like it's the, you know, instruction for life, you know, and it's like you want to grab somebody and just shake them and be like, here it is, right here, you know, but you can't do that. It doesn't work that way, you know. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. I don't know, I'm just babbling about
Well, thank
this.
You for sharing that. What, Brother Rich, it's Jared and what's the your
Corey,
other nephew?
Jared and Corey.
Corey. And which one is just got out of jail?
He's in jail right now. Jared's in jail. Corey just got out of a detox facility.
I know America's not the church, but I am thankful for that Supreme Court justice decision.
Which one?
The 8-1 with the
birthright citizenship.
No.
The one with the. The doctor who was against Colorado.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where
oh, yeah.
the freedom of speech and religion.
Persuasion.
To
yeah.
not be coerced by the state to have to
yes.
affirm.
Yes.
That was crazy that
yes.
we went
yeah.
there, but 8-1.
Mm.
Like, I mean.
Who was the one?
Jackson, yeah. It was like the most left of the left. But like, that 8-1 agreement. I sat there and I was like, wow, praise the Lord.
Mm. All right, well, thank you, Brother Rich. Thank you, Ray.
Since Rich brought up prison, we know a young man who's been in prison. He's going to get out in a few days. And the word that's going out about him is he has he's been there for about 5 months.
Yeah.
That he has attended Bible studies and he would like to go to church. So since we know this young man, whom I don't trust at all, I just pray for the Lord's leading if he wants us to be a part of this encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise the Lord. We'll pray for that. Do you know his name?
Macho.
Macho. Okay, Macho. And... So the prayer is to have the Lord...
Follow his will.
Excuse me?
Just that he lets us know what our role is.
Okay, okay. To for guidance and presenting God's love to him. Okay, guidance.
You won't ever leave us.
Just keep coming back.
Wisdom and understand.
When do you have that procedure done yet?
No, she's still waiting on insurance and everything's into the doctor to schedule it, so just waiting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I told everyone she had her stress tests and everything on her heart, and everything was normal.
Good.
Oh, good.
Very
praise
good.
The Lord.
That came out great.
Yes.
So, praise God for that.
Yes.
That's a praise.
Praise God. And that's Wendy.
Wendy. My sister.
If it keep me in prayer, I have a test coming up at the end of the week, Monday, I think.
Testing in a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyone else right now to think of? Okay. So, I Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this time of fellowship. Father, we ask that you continue to spread your light and your wisdom to us, Father, and we just thank you for all the wonderful participation and blessings that you have given us this evening in your word and proverbs and wisdom and understanding. Father, we thank you and praise you. Father, we bring before you some prayers. Brother Rich, we ask that you would continue to open the hearts of his nephews, Jared and Corey. And Father, they've been struggling, as you know, in different situations with many hardships. Father, we just ask that you would give them the understanding of your word and your wisdom so that they could use the choices that you've given us all and to come to know and be hungry and understanding for your word and to seek your word, Father, and that you would bless them and open their hearts up, Father, and change who they are, and that would be in who you made them to be, Father, and to get the enemy away from them, Father, because they're good young men, and as you love us all the same, no matter if we're a junkie in an alley or if we're some highfalutin corporate person that's successful and everything. So, Father, we're all equal. We're all your children. We thank you and praise you for all the many blessings that you continue to give us, and we ask that you would bless Jared and Corey and be with them, help them come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, and bless their family, and continue to bless their Uncle Rich, Father, and continue to give him wisdom and guidance, and we thank you for him. Father, we also bring to you Machaco. Father, we ask that you would give Joyce and Rob extra wisdom and understanding as their hearts want to share and reach out to this individual to welcome them. So, Father, we ask for your guidance and give Rob and Joyce your wisdom and understanding to this situation and guide them in reaching out to this fellow for your honor and glory, Father, to bring continuing your word to him and understanding, Father, and we ask that you would bless that situation. Father, we continue also to pray and for Wendy, but Father, we have praises. We thank you for the good results, and Father, we just ask you continue to bless her and heal her and encourage her, Father, and Father, if you would bring her back, Father, as she gets more well enough to travel and to be able to have herself in a position to do so. And Father, we ask your guidance and blessings upon Joyce when she goes for her testing. May the results be good, and may you be with her and the doctors that will be working with her. Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless the chapel and all the members, Father, and families. Father, you know all our needs. So we ask that you would continue to guide us and continue to bless us with your wisdom and with your understanding, Father, and your word, so that we can continue to serve you better, that just continue to give us all a starvation kind of hunger to continue to learn your word, Father, only and all for your honor and glory. Father, we ask and pray all of this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Brother,
I can't believe I prayed